Chapter 3, Scrub-a-Dub-Dub. When the girls came to the old shed the next morning, they saw that Kendall had brought work gloves, scrub brushes, rags, and a bucket of sudsy, soapy water. "Bubbles!" said Camille happily. "Have fun!" She scooped up some soap bubbles and gently blew them into the air. "I like getting wet, so I'll do the scrubbing," Willa said. "I'll help you scrub. We'll be scrub-a-dub-dub buddies." Scrub-a-dub buddies. She churned up the sudsy water so that bubbles rose up into air, catching the sunlight. When the bubbles drifted down, they popped with little kisses on Willa's arms. Emerson tied Kendall's apron around her waist. "I'll cut the weeds in mine," she said. "Then you can pull things out of the pile, Kendall." "Okay," said Kendall. "I'll make a list of the things we might reuse," said Ashlyn, who didn't want to get too dirty. She picked up Kendall's pencil and notebook. Emerson clipped and snipped. Willa and Camille scrubbed and mubbed. But as the sun rose higher, the day grew hot, and Emerson's hands began to hurt from cutting vines and weeds. Camille and Willa had wrinkled, pruny fingers from washing. Ashton was disgorged because even after the things were washed, none of them looked like possible presents. There was an old spring, a flower pot, pans, cans, rusty garden tools, and some pieces of wood. It all looked hopeless to her. Ashton made a list of the things they had found. Then she slipped off to sit in the shade and began doodling in the notebook. She sketched flowers and flower pots, leaves and hearts, swirls and smile faces. She hummed to herself, "Pretty decorations, saying it's a party every day." Emerson swiped the sweat off her forehead, cutting tangled weeds and twisted up vines was hard work. "I need a break," she said to Kendall. "Okay," Kendall mumbled. She was knee deep in the tomorrow pile, tugging on a spring that was caught in vines. Emerson took off the apron and wrapped it over her shoulders like a cape and tied the strings in a bow under her chin. She held the scissors as if they were a microphone and danced over to join Ashlyn in the shade singing, "Puppy pup, puppy pup, it says farewell. Kitten puppet says meow." Camille caught the spirit of silliness. She put on Kendall's safety goggles and said, "Look at me, I'm a deep sea diver." Then she picked up Kendall's hammer and swam it through the air saying, "I found a seahorse." She swished and swooped over to the shade to join Ashton and Emerson singing, "Animals that swim and fly in the water in the sky." Willa grinned. Camille was right. The hammer did look like a seahorse. Lula held up Kendall's tape measure. This looks just like a giant ladybug, she said. I'm going to make a terrarium for it. Willa joined the other girls in the shade, singing, "Home sir, birds and squirrels and skunks, made of wood or in tree trunks." All of a sudden, the spring sprang free from the vines and Kendall fell backward. Blink! Look, she said breathlessly, holding up the spring. I got it, but no one answered. Everyone was too busy playing with Kendall's tools. In the shade of the big leafy tree.